from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Al-Shabaab militants killed in Somali drone strike. At least 8 Al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike on a base near Baladul Amin village. That's a village 120 kilometers northwest of Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA that at least 3 junior Al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. Residents said they heard 3 big explosions when the airstrikes targeted the Al-Shabaab base early on Sunday. Residents also say they believe the strikes were carried out by a U.S. drone, but there's been no confirmation yet from the Pentagon. As fears intensify over terrorist threats in Europe, a cloud of worry hangs over the refugee camps on the continent. In Germany, Syrians say they fear backlash if they're blamed for Islamic State militants' increasingly horrifying campaign. In the wake of the Paris attacks, he said, Syrian refugees in Europe are sometimes feared, and politicians around the world are warning that terrorists may be hiding among the refugees. As the United States is no exception, where highly charged political energies are attempting to keep Syrian refugees out. President Obama addressed the issue at his Kuala Lumpur news conference earlier today.
I want to be as clear as I can on this. Prejudice and discrimination helps ISIL and undermines our national security.
Malian authorities searched Sunday for at least 3 suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on a luxury hotel in the capital of Bamako that killed 19 people. An army commander said 2 gunmen who also were killed in the assault on the Radisson Blue Hotel were armed with assault rifles, explosives, and a large amount of ammunition. One police official said investigators are following several leads in the case and have recovered evidence in the hotel from the more than 7-hour siege. This is VOA News. Now, the United States State Department says it has no information to confirm reports that Islamic State plans to launch more attacks in France, the United States, and elsewhere on Sunday. Their statement came in response to a question about information posted by the online activist group Anonymous, which said it had uncovered information about imminent plots that also included sites in Italy and Lebanon. The group did not provide specific proof, but said it had forwarded relevant information to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Britain Intelligence Agency. One of the supposed targets is a professional wrestling event Sunday night in the southeastern U.S. city of Atlanta. Egyptians are voting on Sunday in the second stage of parliamentary elections, a vote that will produce the country's first legislature in more than 3 years. Tens of thousands of policemen were deployed in Cairo and the 12 other provinces where voting is taking place. Despite the measures, overall turnout is expected to be low, just as it was during the first phase vote, in which participation was around 25%. Iran said on Sunday it has sentenced detained Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term following his conviction last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. He gave no indication on the length of the term. Mr. Rezaian's lawyer, Leila Hassan, said she had not been informed of the sentence and the Washington Post had no immediate report on it either. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations signed a landmark agreement today. Steve Herman has more for VOA from Malaysia.
At the signing ceremony, the ASEAN summit's host, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, hailed the establishment of the ASEAN community as a landmark achievement, being realized more than a dozen years after it was first proposed.
Our ASEAN way has guided us and will continue to be our compass as we seek to realize a politically cohesive, economically integrated, socially responsible, and a truly people-oriented, people-centered, and rules-based ASEAN.
Many tariff barriers have already been eliminated among ASEAN states, although many politically sensitive sectors remain protected, such as agriculture, auto production, and steel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.
The so-called Kuala Lumpur Declaration allows for freer movement of trade and capital in an area of 625 million people. The bodies of nearly 100 people have been recovered from a landslide near a jade mine in northern Myanmar. Local officials say more than 100 people remain missing after Saturday's massive collapse in Kashin State. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.